Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Fisheries Division to improve licensing process. Stay with us to hear more, and we'll also give you some land preparation tips for growing onions. Or Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
The label is put on the bottle to tell you exactly how to use the pesticide. In fact, the label tell you what is in the bottle, what crops to use it on, what first aid to apply in case you swallow it or it get on your skin, plus a lot of other things, man.
The label answers critical questions such as, how should this pesticide be used? What pests are controlled? What is the waiting time after application? How can it be safely stored? What emergency action is needed if swallowed? Always read the label before purchasing a pesticide and read it again before using. Protect yourself and others. Always follow the directions on the label.
We got to be careful when using pesticides.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has given a commitment to review and improve the process for issuing fishing licenses. Portfolio Minister Kasamuda says improving the efficiencies in the licensing process will expedite business and contribute to the growth agenda of the country. He was speaking at a recent meeting with stakeholders in the fishing industry. In terms of the length of time it takes for businesses to have their lobster licenses issued annually, Minister Samuda says a review of the current system will be undertaken to have the permits in a state of readiness to begin promptly at the start of the spiny lobster fishing season on July 1. Industry stakeholders have also agreed that they will ensure strict adherence to HACCP principles and food safety standards and improve their own internal monitoring systems in keeping with stipulated guidelines. Land preparation is essential for good onion cultivation, and there are 5 processes to undertake to get to the point where the soil crumbles in your hands. These include land clearing, plowing, harrowing, rotivating, and bed shaping. Land clearance involves the removal of obstacles such as stones from a selected area to increase the size of the crop-producing land base of an existing farm or to provide land for a new farm operation. Plowing incorporates the use of an equipment that, when drawn through the soil, creates long trenches of fertile soil called furrows. Under the harrowing process, the surface of the soil is broken up and smoothed using a tool designed for the job called a harrow. This provides a good soil structure or tilth that is perfect for planting seeds. It may also be used to remove weeds and to cover up seed after sowing. A machine with rotating blades for breaking up or tilling the soil is used in the rotivating process. And bed shaping is where the soil is raised and formed in rows called beds, which can be of any length or shape. Beds should be flat and at least 15 to 20 centimeters or 6 to 8 inches high. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Bless up yourself. Translation, blessings to you. It is a form of salutation used by many young Jamaicans, particularly those of the Rastafarian faith. And this means everything is good.
Residents of Port Antonio and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 1, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the National Commercial Bank in Port Antonio. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 1, 10 to 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the NCB Port Antonio.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.